6 years ago, Arizona lawmakers passed a bold immigration enforcement law, SB 1070, that made Arizona ground zero in the national debate on immigration.
USA, USA, USA.
So Phoenix was an obvious place for Donald Trump to get early momentum in his campaign this summer with a rally against illegal immigration.
The word is getting out that we have to stop illegal immigration. We have to. We have to.
But here in Arizona, the state's 2010 hardline immigration bill had an unintended consequence. There was a backlash.
We were known for all the wrong reasons for a while, being a place that was not seen as welcoming to outsiders.
James Ollers is with Molera Alvarez, a firm that represents Phoenix's trade interests in Mexico. Eventually, much of SB 1070 was thrown out by the courts. But before that, there were boycotts of Arizona. Mexican tourism fell. The Phoenix Convention Center, the one that Trump filled with supporters this summer, suffered a 30% drop in bookings, and some blame the state's stained reputation. Even 6 years later, when Ollers travels to Mexico,
we do get questions about, you know, why should we work with Arizona? How do you view immigration? Have your attitudes changed from what we saw several years ago with SB 1070?
Mexico is Arizona's top trading partner. But after the law was signed, Mexican governors refused to set foot in the state. Local and state leaders made trips south of the border to repair the relationship. And Ollers says it's been paying off. But many worry Trump's claims that Mexican migrants are rapists and that Mexico must pay for a border wall could reverse that progress.
Some of the rhetoric that you get from Trump is not good for business, and the business community is concerned about that.
Members of the concerned business community include Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry President and CEO Glenn Hammer. Hammer says Trump doesn't seem to appreciate that for border states, prosperity on this side is linked to the strength of Mexico's economy.
So the better our friends in Mexico are doing, the better we're doing in Arizona.
Hammer hasn't been shy about denouncing Trump's trade policies, particularly Trump's position on changing NAFTA or his stated willingness to engage in a trade war with Mexico if Mexico refuses to pay for the border wall.
Setting off a chain of reaction with our greatest friends and allies, this could trigger a Great Recession or it could trigger a depression.
But Trump's Arizona campaign chairman, Jeff DeWitt, insists a Trump presidency won't sour relations with Mexico.
I just think that the word will go out that America wants to do a good job with our trade deals again, and we want to have a strong immigration policy.
DeWitt says it's not surprising the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry is criticizing Trump because he says the chamber represents the interests of big corporations while Trump wants to help small businesses.
That's what Donald Trump is really going to promote and really going to help. But for the largest and largest of corporations that work to ship jobs overseas, no, that's not going to be as good for them.
DeWitt used to run a finance company before he was elected Arizona State Treasurer in 2014. He says Trump as president will fix another problem, that lawyers and politicians are the ones negotiating our trade deals.
And I think that's something that Donald Trump will bring, is a business-minded attitude towards these deals. And I think it'll be better for both sides.
And so far, polls suggest many Arizona Republicans agree. Trump is favored to win the state's presidential preference election Tuesday. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block.